Welcome back to another massive sailing ship armada spanning fast fleet of frigate following a gigantic garrison of galleys here on this week's Deadman Roll No Crypt. This is your Admiral GM Patrick here, and joining me in mass naval combat are my four friends and your players, Jabert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler.
Ooh, Miss Naval Combat.
Oh, Miss coming naval in on combat. coming in on my swift, slippery sloop.
Oh, a sloop would have been better there. Yes. You're slooping it up. Sloop dog. Doggy dog.
Okay. I'm coming in on my crafty catamaran.
We're going to talk about it. I didn't do a whole bunch of changes to the first edition mass naval combat rules. I was thinking about when we started this campaign that I would try to maybe incorporate some of Starfinder Starship combat into this campaign, because I know how much you guys love that, you know, like the direction facing of your ship and like attacking.
I don't
like
mind
angles.
That part, like theoretically ship combat is really cool. It's just that it's just like you don't really feel like you're playing your character anymore. It's
well, get ready to feel excitement all over again.
There's even less of playing your character here. This is very narrative-based. You know, they just introduced a more narrative-based version of Starship Combat in Starfinder Enhanced, and we're going to take it on here with very, very minor changes, actually. And I was hoping to get to some of the rules last week, but indeed, when we last left off, you guys were on the Isle of Empty Eyes, and it's perhaps now the least empty it has been in a long time, as hundreds of pirates and 20 ships fill its harbor. This week's episode starts about a week ago, as the captains of the ships gather in Fort Olivier for a fine meal, a dinner, and a planning strategy meeting. We see Captain Cassius, Alaris Delcarin, Honto and Candoso, a Pierce Jarrell, a Stella Fane, Elise Grogblood, and Gorbadoc Bungalot Rummerbutt, Meryl Pegsworthy, Barracuda Iger, and several other captains here being loud and drunken and boisterous. The good captain Meryl Pegsworthy gets everyone's attention by doing that thing where you put your pinkies in your mouth and whistling really, really loud that I can't do, but I kind of wish I could, but even if I wouldn't want to use it because it seems so intrusive.
You know what? I have a feeling. I just have this feeling. Mm-hmm. Tyler knows how to do that.
Oh, Tyler, can you do that? Oh, don't do it.
You can't?
I've tried. Maybe it's a TMI. I do not have. I have a very non-limber tongue. It is very difficult for me to get the fold on the tongue to make that whistle.
Doctor said it was the weakest tongue he's ever felt.
Yeah, like, yes. You know, like when you see people stick their tongues out and you're like, how can that your tongue come that far out of your mouth? I'm the opposite of that. I stick my tongue out and people are like, okay, the rest of the way. And I'm like, that's it. And they're like, oh God, okay, well.
Pathetic, Tyler.
Okay, as long as we're just talking about tongues here. So,
pathetic.
For some reason, I just like, am I the weird one here? Like, I just felt like if anybody on the Cosmic Crit crew could do it, it would be Tyler. Like, that just like. It was in my head.
I'm probably the only one who's actively tried to practice it. Like,
more than anyone.
Times. Yeah.
Jabert is a secret good old boy, and I feel like he could do it at one point in his life, right, Jabert?
I'll never tell.
I was not paying attention. What are we talking about?
Oh, whistling.
We're talking about things we can do with our tongues, Rebecca. Is there anything you would like to share?
Heavens. Nope.
Heavens. Oh, Tyler. Come, bring it back. We're talking about whistling with your two fingers.
Check it out. This is something that only people in the Whitfuss family can do, as far as I know.
Oh, goodness gracious. That doesn't work on that's audio podcast. He's making a silly sideways face.
Yeah, take a look at that, listeners.
Yeah, Meryl Pegsworthy does a big old whistle and shouts over the horde here of captains and says, listen up, the lot of you. We've got to map out a game plan and stick to it if we're going to prepare for Harrigan's fleet's attack. He turns to you as perhaps the leader of this rabble, Captain Cassius,
vroom, vroom.
Brains behind this operation, and says, you know, you're going to need to coordinate from a defensive position here in the bay. The enemy wants to take the Tidebreaker, and you're going to have to you know, maybe suffer through some attacks, perhaps by the fort, to get to you.
I have a strategy. We're going to make every other ship look exactly like the Tidebreaker and paint Tidebreaker on all of them. And
which one is the real Tidebreaker?
Yes. We're going to do like that thing in Baby Driver where he goes under the overpass.
We should keep the Tidebreaker safe here to give flags to the other ships and maybe make some signals. But you can coordinate a squadron all the same from the Tidebreaker, Admiral Cassius. Captain Barracuda gives a rowdy cheer and downs a flag in the veil and says,
"I'll be arise on the Wasper with the company of vessels in the wanton wastrel."
I like the idea that like the process of downing the flagon takes like normal time. Like, oh god! And then everyone just goes silent as this guy just like for 2 minutes. Is just,
I have
like,
something to say. Hold on.
Hold on.
Went to my whistle. Let's see. Well, Meryl Pegsworth says we've got a squadron of 5 galleys that Laris can command, 5 sailing ships under Master Honto, and the Stella Fane can help you control those. There's another squadron of galleys under Elise Grogblood and Candoso. You can take those over.
Whee.
And then, of course, my ships and the wanton wastrel here will be at your command, Admiral Cassius. So that's 4 squadrons in total. There's a few options for deploying them. Let's take us to another map of the Isle of Empty Eyes. A little cleaner map. Show you guys what we're working with. All right. There are 4 groups of ships here. Oh, can you move any of these? You should be able to move 1 each, I hope, on this map.
I can.
I'm trying to find them.
They're in the Bay of No Hospitality.
It's a gigantic map. I had to zoom way out.
I'm running away.
All right, good. So 4 squadrons, you know, there's a few options for deploying them. Meryl Pegsworthy mentions, you know, you can start with all the squadrons inside the bay in more of a defensive position and then just use the firepower and coordination to do a knockdown, drag out battle with Harrigan's fleet. But it's also possible that if you do that, some of the vessels might have an easier time cutting and running as opposed to maybe starting with some squadrons outside of the bay, a couple of them outside of the bay, and kind of close in behind them as they come to attack the Tidebreaker, which is denoted here by this little ship next to Fart Olivier. And then, just do kind of like a pincer maneuver that does leave those ships outside of the bay maybe vulnerable to attack if they kind of break off. But what do you guys think you'd like to do? Yeah, 4 squadrons of each with 5 ships. There's not too much difference between the ships. The warships under Cassius's command and Meryl Pegsworth, these armada have slightly better armor class than the other vessels. The Risen Albatross and the Pathfinder vessels are the weakest armor class and hit points, but they are also slightly faster. They could probably outrace just about any of the fleets arrayed against them. And then the galleys are just kind of like right there in the middle. Just about all of them have, I think, 20 HP, except for the sailing ships, Seth, which have 15, slightly less. What do you think, Tyler, about stratagems?
Well, the main, I don't want to do the pincer thing because I want people of Harrigan's side to be able to run away, right? Because even if that means giving him the chance of running away, you know, the idea that Cassius has always gone with is that there are going to be certain ships who are going to be more loyal to him than others. The mercenary ships, the gang press ships, those ships are probably going to cut and run if they see an opportunity to do so. So the best thing we can do in battle is to give them that chance, is to be brutal and intimidating and attack the ships that we think are not likely to cut and run, and just try to intimidate and coerce other ships that are you know, just kind of filled with rabble, just, you know. And I think we'll visually be able to tell. I think the better outfitted, larger ships are going to be the ones that we're going to want to target. Some of the smaller ones with probably, you know, less armaments on them are going to be your just poor rabble that, you know, if given the opportunity, may just give up.
Yeah. So that's part of it. You know, the reason that you put ships in giant squadrons is firepower is very frightening, and overwhelming numbers is also very frightening. So they kind of draw morale from one another, and morale is a part of this mass naval combat, because after you lose a ship, you basically have to make a morale check, and if you fail it, then you lose ships. And if you lose enough ships, the squadron breaks formation and it's basically defeated. And if you're not too worried about it, those ships can just sail away and are out of the combat, but don't get destroyed as a complete destruction would. So do you want to start with all of them in the Bay of No Hospitality? Is that what I'm healing?
Yes, you are interpreting correctly.
Okay, let's see here. Getting some rules into the chat. So each of your squadrons operates like a single group, a single kind of like entity in Pathfinder, but each is made up of multiple ships. So you got the ship names, you got their HP here. Let's take a look at the one I just posted, which is Commodore Pegsworthy, which is going to be headed up by Tyler. That is five warships. The Bonaventure is Merrill Pegsworthy, and he's got the Drail, the Hound, and the Chelish Galleon, the Strix, as well as the Wanton Wastrel Captain Barracuda ship. They each have 4 HP, and they fire together under like one attack. And that attack can be a bunch of things. It can be, you know, small arms fire. It could be cannons. It could be magic users on the ship, you know, broadsiding with a fireball. Or, you know, you go in for ramming speed and decide to break ships with your bow or do boarding actions. So if you want to describe any of those things when you guys are making attacks here, it is basically just like a basic attack roll and damage. Damage in mass fleet combat is very different and very interesting. Whenever you do damage, the defender assigns the damage to whatever ships they would like in their squadron. So that's why you have all of these have their own HP. You get to assign where it takes damage unless you score a critical hit. If you score a critical hit, you get to assign the damage. So you can very purposefully sink ships depending on, you know, how much damage they've already taken or whatnot, which is a super powerful ability. Yeah. Yeah. Most crits are going to be like natural 20s in this system, but there are ways to kind of boost up your bonuses a little bit, and that is the boons. These are admiral boons, but I'm going to make it so any significant character on a flagship can also take one of these flagship boons and use it once per combat. The Admiral Tyler, the one that you pick here, you can use like multiple turns, and there's like 2 of the basic ones. One is called Advanced Tactics, which gives you a +2 bonus to attack value, and you can give that to any squadron. And one is called Defensive Tactics. You get a +2 bonus to defense value. For Rebecca, Jabert, and Seth, you take one of these, and that's going to apply to your squadron. And you can use it once in this combat.
Okay.
Some you have to have like certain things for, but I'm going to take an account like you have multiple characters and stuff on the ship. So, for example, magic artillery is a boon that gives you just a flat bonus to damage rolls and morale checks. You have to be able to cast 6 level spells with that. So, you know, that's if you don't have that on one of your characters, you can maybe take Bartleby as your the mascot for your fleet, and then all of a sudden you've got the capability to do that. I think I've marked out in here like kind of the best way to have morale spread across the fleet. So for the most part, it lines up. Cassius is doing the morale bonuses for his. I have Aldrich giving the morale bonus for Commodore Honto's ships, because you've got a good charisma, I believe, that character. And yeah, the only thing I've really changed in the combat section for Mass Naval Combat is I've added in a movement phase, because it was just a static battle in the regular rules. Like, the two fleets meet and then you just kind of like roll against each one. It probably won't have like too much of an effect because you just have to, you know, move and fire. But you guys can place your squadrons wherever you'd like in the Bay of No Hospitality, and I mean, they're going to have to come in here to get at you. You know that you're very, I mean, you have about a mile of land on all sides, so there's not really a way to get at you without sailing into the bay.
I'm gonna hide in this little corner here. Sneak attack.
The corner that looks like you're right by the little swamp where you had that one battle with Sharga. The southeast corner of the Bay of No Hospitality, to where like you jumped off from to go attack that giant squid that was here.
Is this where the dragon question. Was?
Nope. The giant squid that was underneath.
It was an octopus, Patrick.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Seth.
They're That's why quite different.
Forgive me, Seth.
They're quite different.
Oh.
One of them is sapient, the other one is a mean sea creature.
Any questions so far?
Oh, I have a question.
Yeesh.
Can one of my ships just be a speedboat?
Good question.
Just randomly, just like.
Good question.
Just some white dudes on a speedboat with a six pack.
One white dude and one black dude. It's the intro to Miami Vice.
Mr. Harrigan, sir, I'm suddenly thirsty.
What'd you say, Rebecca?
Should we add the boat hat to the fleet?
Oh yeah, boat hat.
Yeah, you add the boat hat, and then let's just send Ichito Greg on that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah,
Ichito himself with a sword. Like, go get him, buddy.
Boat hat has one HP, but doesn't count towards the fleet's total HP. But I could still target it if I critically hit.
Just a sword and a corkscrew, and just get real close and just start drilling holes, buddy.
There we go. I've drawn it. And here's Ichito Greg.
It's really good little teeny boat drawing, Seth. Very good. All right, so take a look at the boons. Is there any that jump out at you? I guess especially Tyler, who can use these a great deal.
As far as the boons, the ones that, I mean, a lot of these are obviously going to be, it's just going to depend on how the battle goes. In the beginning, it's going to be a lot of advanced tactics, because the ability to assign damage is going to be unbelievably important.
Yeah.
Unbelievably important. So
you pick one of these, and that's what you get for the battle.
Oh, that sucks.
For the entire fleet, like, he chooses and it applies to all of us?
Yes. And the ones that are like per round, he can pick different fleets per round.
At the start of each battle phase. Let me just take another quick look. I mean, I still think advanced tactics is by far the best.
Oh, well, yep. Wait, but it says whenever that squadron, so it only applies to one of the four squadrons in any battle phase?
Most of them are single squadron. The three of you that are not admirals can pick one of these to pick to use once per battle. So if one of these looks really good, I highly recommend Reckless Maneuver, which is basically like a rage attack. It's plus +4 to your attack for the round, and then you get a -2 to your defense. So that's maybe like a last ditch effort kind of thing.
I recommend the one that makes it easier for me to hit you, says Patrick.
Sounds delightful, actually. Yeah, I don't know if that's one that you would want to use all the time. So that's probably good for a one.
Same with Remorseless Advance is also good.
At the start of the battle phase, it gains a +2 to attack and damage rolls, and its morale increases. It's pretty good.
And the requirement, like, in that case, significant character with a base attack bonus of expert or higher, BAB doesn't exist, but means the squadron that benefits has to have a character that meets that requirement?
Yeah, so one of your characters, should be... I forget how it was worded in first edition. I think it was like probably a base attack bonus of plus 10, and I've just tried to edit it in here to second edition rules.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
probably a full bat
proficiency of,
right?
It's just, well, it'd be a weapon proficiency of expert or higher instead of
yeah
bab. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with advanced tactics.
All right, that's pretty basic one, but each round you can give a different squadron a bonus to attack value.
You said that you took these rules from the Starfinder playtest, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, these are from the book from from Skull and Shackles.
I thought you said you were taking the cinematic rules from Starfinder.
No,
I was going to ask if we could do a flip and burn.
It is very. I would not recommend flipping the ship over. Detrimental.
And then burning it.
Yeah, flip and burn.
There's some intimidation tactics right there. Just like,
I think the
they capsized their ship and set it ablaze.
I don't want to fight these people anymore.
They're standing on the husk of their sunken ship, going.
They're truly insane.
Okay, so pick out one of these and maybe just type it into the Roll 20 chat which one you want to pick for your squadron. You could rename your squadron if you want, like, to have a cool name. I just kind of put, you know, maybe one of the, like, the leader vessels of the squadron. So there's Jabert, you're dealing with the Devilish Duchess Dew, the second Devilish Duchess and those ships from Dagon's Gullet. Rebecca's got the Salty Flagon Flotilla, which is Pierce Jarrell's ship, the Spider Silk, and one vessel from the Barracuda. There is an Albatross and Pathfinders. Seth is, of course, from Greenblood. They've come with smaller but faster ships, these sailing ships. And, of course, Meryl Pegsworthy is the main armada that you got from Hell's Harbor, Tyler. These are all warships, the big boys. Okay.
I feel like my squadron should be the Salty Spider.
Oh, mixing it up.
Patrick, I've renamed mine too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's such an old joke. But make it, Jabert, make it. Say it for people. They can't read it.
Oh, it's called the Stormy Daniels. Because I do so much lightning.
And you found out that each one of the ships has a crew member named Daniel on it. It's so weird. They're like, you're a Daniel?
We're all wearing white Vans. It's great.
And also, 16, baby. Across the five ships, 15 people share a birthday. How weird is that? It's just one of those weird quirks of math.
All these Dans have a steely gaze. Their steely Dans.
Wearing their steely Vans.
Steely Van.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Rebecca and Jabert, pick one of these boons for your Stormy Daniels, your Salty Spiders, and we'll talk about combat, because indeed, as I said, this episode started a week ago as you're making these battle plans, and throughout the week, you're like running drills, you know, moving the fleets in formation, getting flag commands from the Tidebreaker far off and telling you, you know, how to move, where to strike fast to get those advanced tactics. And yeah, some of these other ones might be these other boons might be dependent on like the crew that you have on them. So Seth, looks like you picked swift repairs for your boon. And I think that's the Pathfinders are just a very technical crew. Perhaps they have a bunch of engineers on board that are ready to repair vessels as they take damage, which is, I think, what that boon does. Rebecca, Jabert, what are you thinking?
Remorseless advance.
Remorseless advance. Okay, so that's once per turn here. You get like a big bonus to attacks and things. What about you?
I'm doing the magical artillery.
I like that idea with Kendo, so.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty.
Just imagine this freaking galley just rolling up, and then this lightning bolt shoots out of it. It's pirate magic combat is so cool. ship combat with magic is something else, man.
Okay, all right, let's get into it, because yeah, indeed, a week after that dinner, there is an alarm from the the ships that are patrolling the isle, and indeed several sails, large sails, are seen on the horizon coming from the southwest.
Oh my god, it's a fire sail.
It is a large flotilla of enemy vessels. What do we have here? In three squadrons, there is a squadron of seven sailing ships, a squadron of six warships, and then a squadron of five galleys. So I think you technically outnumber them by a couple ships, but they're in larger groups. So you've got four main squadrons, and they have three. And as the ships scramble into fleet combat mode, indeed, you guys can all strap in. I don't know, light the candles in your beards or whatever intimidation tactics you do. Each round of fleet battle represents about 10 minutes of combat. So this is going to be over probably in the matter of like an hour or so.
Seems pretty quick for naval combat.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. So running mass naval combat. Like I said, I've added in a movement phase, and then there's a battle phase where you guys duke it out, and finally a rout phase where morale and things come into it. And we'll just handle these as we go. So we're going to start a sailing lore kind of opposed check to determine initiative, and that's going to roll throughout each round. So we're going to do the start of each round, which is very Starship Combat-esque. So Tyler, you're the admiral. You're going to roll for that.
Aye, aye.
Okay. Starting out with a 14 on the dice. So you've beaten me. I've rolled a 7 here. And much like Starship Combat and Starfinder, I was going to make it, you can choose the admiral who gets the higher roll, first of all, gets the upper hand in the battle phase. So your squadrons automatically get a +1 to your attack rolls, and you can determine which fleet moves first. And then
you guys aren't even in the bay yet. So you,
well, yeah, I mean, if you don't want to move at all, that's fine, but we're going to just alternate going back and forth with movements and then attacks.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Here.
I'm guessing you want me to go first.
Yeah.
Three.
Get your butt in the bay.
All right.
I can't help but notice that, what was that thing called? What was the ship that we got conscripted onto?
The Wormwood?
Wormwood thing.
The Wormwood does not appear to...
No, the Wormwood was the one that was mutinied, that we captured, right?
No.
Nope, Wormwood mutiny is the one that you guys tidebreaker. Left, yeah.
Ah.
No, the Wormwood is Captain Harrigan's vessel, and you don't see it amongst these flotillas.
That's what I was going to ask. It doesn't seem like Harrigan himself is here.
Okay, who do you want to move first, Tyler?
On our squad?
Mm-hmm.
Does... I can pick any of these ships, right? Or any of these squadrons?
Wait, you can pick your squadron to move, or you can tell one of your allies to move here.
Is there any of our allies that don't have a shot on Zura's Kiss squadron, the squadron that you just moved into this choke point?
So you have to get in basically base-to-base contact here to make combat. So
yeah, then I'll move. And are these the warships that you've moved up front?
These are seven sailing ships.
These are the basic boys.
Yeah, I mean, they're the fastest of them, but there are seven of them, so they outnumber most of your...
Hold on 1 second. I want to check
most of your fleet squadrons here.
Our basic boys would be the Devilish Duchess and the Rock Games Rut, the Race Rave, all those, right?
Yeah. So Commodore Honto has got the other sailing ships.
Okay. But they're a little outnumbered.
Sindichi Togreg.
And Ichito Greg in the boat hat. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he can only move one space per turn.
wanting to prove, you know, Cassius always wanting one to perform and prove that he is, if not anything, a living legend, will move the warships up himself.
Oh my goodness.
And tank point on these folks.
Well, once again, it's Merrill Pegsworthy's in charge of these vessels.
Oh, you're well, back, I'm flagging back on for the them to go. Breaker. You okay, go!
That's fine.
So, being aggressive. You can move all the way back here.
Yeah, where are you? You can move four spaces, so you can get. You're plugging basically a little hole between the harbor island, and there's only a couple other entrances in here. So move up, and I will move my next vessel. Now, who wants to move next? It looks like the captain has moved forward. The heavyweights of the armada first and foremost to kind of plug this little inlet into the Bay of No Hospitality. The rest of you can move four, except for these sailing ships. Seth can move five.
I was going to say, if you guys don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and slip out a little bit first, just so I can get to the point where... is this a valid space, Patrick, for the sailing ships?
Perfectly fine. Looks like you're heading out of the bay, looking to get into some trouble.
Well, yeah.
Okay. The other warships and galleys are slower to move in here, so they're not going to be able to get into combat. Rebecca and Jabert, you guys can both move your vessels four spaces, and we'll get in the first round of combat here.
Can I plug this sort of entry?
Yep. So it looks like
here. I don't know what's a valid space to be in.
Yeah, that's probably plugging it pretty well here. Okay. I don't think they can get. They might be able to sail around. So if you want to move onto these swampy section, that's fine. And if the Stormy Daniels want to move it even further, that's also okay. So we've only got a couple of squadrons in combat mode here. So Tyler, you guys won the initiative, so you're going to attack first. Go ahead and roll your attack.
Okay.
And you of course give your bonus this round for advanced tactics to this Flotilla. It's okay. The only one that's
I will do that.
Okay.
And I'm just rolling a d20, right? Plus the attack value.
Yep.
Alrighty. Pow! Roar cannons. 15 plus 15 is 30.
Yeah, so definitely a hit. I don't even want to look at the armor class here. You also got a plus two, right? Plus three with your advanced tactics. So that takes it to 33. Not a crit? Oh, let me just... I guess I should double check this. This is the Zura's Kiss squadron of seven sailing ships. Oh, never mind. No, that is just a crit with all the bonuses. So not good. Not a great start for me.
Do I double the damage?
No, you get to assign the damage. Well, so
I already got to do that because of advanced tactics. So
does advanced tactics allow you to assign damage as well?
Yeah. Whenever that squadron deals damage during the battle phase, you can determine which enemy ships take the damage rather than the damaged fleet doing so.
Oh, God, that's
so I just
good.
Don't have to crit to do that. Use advanced tactics. But I did crit, so I'm still going to roll a d6. And this is 1d6 plus 5. I've rolled poorly, so I only get to assign 7 damage. I was really hoping to at least get to 8.
Yeah, so each of these sailing ships, though, only have 3 HP. So if you want, you can...
Two are gone and one has one.
Just sink two of them. Okay. Keep these marked on my little sheet here. So that immediately... yeah, your vessels, I'm guessing all these warships, do have some advanced cannonry. So we hear cannon fire ringing out in the Bay of No Hospitality for the first time in a long time. As two vessels. So they... If you only want to assign 3 damage, they technically become like incapacitated. So they're like sinking. Mm-hmm. If you do any more damage, you can like completely destroy them. But right now, like they're bailing out the ship, putting out fires, trying to get like their masts back in order on these two vessels.
So that they'll have to make like repair checks, essentially. You would have to do a completely different thing.
No, they're unless they have some way to get back in it, they are out of the combat. Okay. But if you do want to do any more damage to them, you can completely sink the ship. And there's a lot of sharks in these waters. All those sailors would be dead.
We had 7 points. I was going to do 3-3-1, but let's do 3 and 4 and just let's say whatever their lead ship was just gets
decimated,
completely eviscerated. Oh yeah,
how dare you?
Ripped in half, and then
Commodore Delery Listervale, her vessel is down.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other vessel, like they're running down to the basement. They keep opening barrels to find wood planks to seal the holes. We're like, why do we keep putting bananas in these barrels? There's so many bananas.
I mean,
so
I just have to say, I feel like this is a trap because now they can have vengeance, which gives their entire fleet a bonus.
Well, it's
if they chose that, right?
The order of combat is important because if you lose ships, the damage that you do goes down. So for each ship that you lose, you subtract one from your damage. So they are going to do less damage if they hit this turn. What is the warship's armor class here, Tyler?
I believe it's 25.
Okay. All right. Well, natural one on the Zura's Kiss.
Do I get to make an attack of opportune riposte?
you wield the vessel like a rapier. I don't actually think there's anything on a natural one.
I would hope not.
I'll double check. No. Oh, no. A natural one is always a miss entirely and deals no damage. So on a regular miss, you still deal 1d4 minus 1 points of damage, so you can still deal some damage. Natural one is they are in complete disarray and don't even get to do that.
One of them has a malfunctioning cannon. You just watch their ship just explode randomly for no reason.
It's also, man, it's really bad. All right, so each time you score a critical hit, your morale score increases by one, which I think means it goes from six to seven for this ship. And each time you score a fumble, your morale score decreases by one. Oh joy, because we're moving on to the rout phase. It occurs after each battle phase, and each surviving squadron, it's only a DC 10 morale check, but you have to make it on a D20. It's basically like, you know, dying rules for these ships. Failure indicates you take points of damage to your morale score. 1d4 points each time you fail. So right now you guys can survive a failure on one of these, potentially two. But let me roll for Zura's Kiss. Okay, just a 10. Let me double check what their bonus is, because that's right on the bubble and it's not very good. Zura's Kiss, okay, no, they have a very good morale check, even with a minus two for having two vessels down. That is a success, so they don't have to roll this round. And that is turn one of combat.
All right, we're doing another sailing lore.
Yes, sailing lore, a post check. Go ahead and roll low for me there, Tyler.
Tyler, no.
Go ahead and roll low for me. Okay, so I'm going to
Can I use a book route? Can I use my hero point?
You can if you want, yeah.
Yeah! No! Well, I rolled a 13. It's still...
Yeah. Believe it or not, you're a better sailor than the admiral, whoever's controlling these ships. That is a success. So would you like me to move first? Do you want to move first?
What are you guys... Are you guys wanting to camp there in the bay, or do you guys want to... Or are you guys wanting to get into the thicket?
I am wasting my firepower back here in the bay.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Get out there.
Oh, I thought you meant you're shooting fireworks off.
I'm going to let them go.
Pew, pew, pew. I'm actively wasting. I'm dumping it in the water. I'm like, I don't need these. I'm
going to let them go first. I'm going to let them go first and see where they go. And then
I'm going to go ahead and say that the grid that Jabird's ships is on is Margaritaville.
Ah, dang it.
The Duskworm Squadron of Warships comes up to meet Meryl Pegsworthy's Armada and the Risen Albatross Pathfinder. So they've moved right up to this little barrier island. Now any one of your fleets can move.
Can I move here?
Yes.
Okay.
Then they are going to come up right behind you and form a tight little triangle, the Reef Spider Squadron from the enemy.
Oh, this is a brutal formation for everyone involved.
Right up against the Salty Spider Flotilla.
Reef Spider and Salty, they copied our name.
Nah, yeah,
they are five galleys. You are five galleys, so you guys are pretty evenly matched.
Seth, you can actually disengage from there and move. You can, because you're so much faster. Because Stormy Daniels wouldn't be able to get into an attack.
No, 100%. I get it.
So if you moved up, he can slide in where you are.
Well, I was going to see if I could do... Can I go through Rebecca's hex?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can move through enemy hexes, but slice right through.
What if I were to do that?
Oh, trying to get around the backside of Zura's Kiss?
Mm-hmm.
No attacks for opportunity moving past any of the vessels. I think if you try and disengage, that would provoke something similar, but like a minimum damage kind of thing. Once again, these movement rules, not in the base mass naval rules. I think it just adds a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stormy Daniels, where are we going? You're Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that's who I am.
You made your name. You can't forget it.
You're Stormy Daniels.
Quickly, we need to know what Stormy Daniels does.
Just Google it. Oh, an author. Cool.
Serves a restraining order?
Let's see.
So is this about Toadstool?
2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Why didn't you just come here?
Well, because I mean, well, this. I mean, it's a big clump, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Let's you get in this clump. Combat.
Let's just get in the clump and
okay,
do whatever. All right. So what do I do now?
Well, it's combat turn after everyone has moved. Zura's Kiss is going to opt not to move here. Tyler, who would you like to have attack first?
Let's how about the Risen Albatross? Seth's squadron can go first.
They're in contact with the other fleet of now evenly matched 5 sailing ships.
Seth, yes.
What are the Pathfinders doing this turn?
So while Pegsworthy's armada is sitting there just lambasting this small group of sailing ships, these allied sailing ships come just swooping around behind all the other ships and kind of do essentially a drive-by small arms fire, weaving between the other sailing ships and targeting sailors with gunfire, spellfire, arrows, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, we're shooting harpies out of catapults at them.
You're almost flanking, but yeah, you're just broadsiding the other side.
Yes, the forbidden side. So, let's see. So I just roll a d20 and add 15?
Yes.
Am I okay with a 12? 27? 27. I'll stick with it.
Definitely a hit, so go ahead. Roll damage.
1d6 plus 5.
Yep. Ooh, 10.
Oh, boy. All right. So I have 5 vessels with 3 HP each.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going... that's not good.
The map here, you can take them all down to one, Patrick.
I was about to say,
I should have given you tactics.
I think we are taking them down to one. Indeed. They're all very, very damaged after...
Oh, no.
At this point, like 20 minutes of... direct fire from a couple of fleets.
Jeez. Okay,
so they're still in it. I am going to go and take my turn. I'm gonna return fire on the Risen Albatross and the Pathfinders. I'm gonna roll better than a 1 this time, though. Let's do that.
That wouldn't shock me.
It was almost a 20. It's not a 20.
I saw it.
It is an 8 on the dice, which is just a hit as well. Your AC is 23. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. They have 1d6 as well. So 3 on the dice. This is 9 points of damage as, yeah, they're being attacked on both sides, but they're going to try and take out some of your vessels.
I'm going to go with 333. I'm joking.
Nope. Return fire.
Oh, no.
And suddenly there were 2.
No.
Something similar?
Yeah, so let's go down 1 for all of them. You're giving me, 4 more points to distribute?
Yep.
Let's put it on the bottom 3. So the Clarion Bell, the Finder's Glory, and the Sea Lion's Lodge are at 1.
There's an Albatross still doing well, but the other vessels... not so much. The return fire, the crackback was pretty devastating.
The clapback. That's okay.
Crack clap. Go ahead, and who wants to go next?
Can I use my thing?
If you want to do it immediately, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The boon you picked is repairs, so
yes.
You basically get some HP back as a D6. Woo, Seth won. Woo.
Hey, one ship's back up to full. That's good.
No, maybe if you want to do the
Risen Albatross. No, I think we're gonna do Sea Lion's Lodges. No, let's keep it simple. Clarion Bell's up to 2.
Okay,
there you go.
All right.
What do you guys think? Should we I could use the warships right now to just take out the Zora's Kiss squadron, but
they're very weak.
If we want to be aggressive, the best thing would probably be to use the warship power to attack one of the new squadrons, hope that I win the next sealing lore off, because then we would get to fire first again, and then Zora's Kiss would still not get a turn, you know, another turn.
I like that idea, actually, because the other two enemy squadrons haven't gone yet, so if we manage to do some substantial damage to them, then...
This could be the shortest episode ever!
Yeah, I'm hoping that we can... If the warships, the galleys, and the magical folk all fire on
Duskworm?
On Duskworm. Oof. We'll just take out Duskworm. We win the next roll, and then take out Zora's Kiss. And then the battle at that point is ours. So, okay. So I will use advanced tactics on the Pegsworthy Armada and order them to fire on the Duskworm squadron.
As long as you're using advanced tactics and not tactics advanced, because I hate the judges. It's the dumbest thing ever.
What a bunch of jerks. Ooh, 7 on the dice.
Dice.
What does that bring you to?
27.
That is a hit.
All right. And I get to assign this damage. Oh my gosh, could I please roll better than 2? Okay, so this is 7 again. And what kind of hit points do your... Are these the galleys? These have 4?
These are the warships, the Duskworm Squadron.
So they have 4. All right. Well, one of your warships is broken, I guess. Mm-hmm. We're going to do 4. Yes. 4 against 1. And that leaves me with 3 left. So let's just put 3 against another. So we'll take out one completely and take another one down to 1.
Got it. Got it. Okay. All right. So that's the first bit of damage on their warships. They are going to take their turn next, the Duskworm Squadron. And I think they're going to do a similar attack. They're going to try and attack either the Stormy Daniels or the Salty Flotilla before they get a chance to get attacked. So 1, 2, 3, Stormy Daniels, 4, 5, 6.
Try to sink some ships and reduce
Salty Flotilla. Stormy Daniels, it's coming, Shepard. Oh, before you get a turn in this combat. Let's go. Rolling an attack. There's another 8 on the dice. Just an 8, though. That is just a hit, though, with a 24, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's double check. Duskworm Squadron. Shaw.
My AC is 24. Yes.
Yep. That is just a hit. And lucky. Your damage went down 1 bit. So this is another. Did I roll 3? 9 points of damage.
Whoa.
Stormy Daniels.
I feel like this happened to be the last time I played a mass combat with Pathfinder. It was like I was able to move up, and then I immediately got killed, and then I sat up and played on my phone for the rest of the game.
But that game was around a table, and it probably lasted like 3 hours.
Yeah,
as opposed to this one, a little shorter. So you have 9 points of damage. You don't have to sink any ships because they're not.
You got healthy ships here.
All right, take 9. That's
you can take 4 down 2, and then put 1 on another if you'd like, or. There's a couple ways you can stack it.
I got 5, and each had 4 damage, right?
Correct, 4 HP.
Rotgrim's rot sinks.
Yeah, so let's see. So I've taken 9. So let's just say, everyone takes 2, and then one person takes 1.
Okay, who wants to go next? Salty Spiders or Stormy Daniels?
Go, Stormy.
Yeah, Stormy.
I feel like you should return fire.
Yeah, I'm going to do it before something else happens and I don't get to play. Yeah, I'm going to attack because I might not be able to play, I'm just going to use my magical artillery right now.
Nice.
Right now. All right. So I've got some stats somewhere, I presume. But no, it will involve rolling a d20. So here we go.
Yeah, start us off with that d20 roll.
Natural 20.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Jabart, monster.
Kablam. Right.
So you got the extra damage as well on this, and you get to assign the damage. So go ahead and roll that d6. Yeah,
this is going to be 1d6 plus 6 because of magical artillery.
5.
Oh no!
Living.
Oh, it's so much.
Oh, it's over. It's over.
So much. Yes.
That's 12.
Yeah, we've got them all bunched up here, and so I call like a giant lightning storm over them all, and I like just set their sails on fire.
Like, yeah. You can just straight up sink 3 ships.
And I do.
Oh no.
Oh man. So that means
a squirm squadron.
I think they have 1 ship with 1 hit point.
No, they have a couple. They have 6 in toto. But
oh, that's right. They had 6 ships, so they have 1 ship on 1 hit point.
5 man. HP in left. 5.
All right, they're not gonna get another turn, I don't think.
Well, it is the reef spiders get to go next, and they are going to they only can attack the salty spider. So it's spider on spider combat, Rebecca.
Oops, all
they
spiders.
could technically attack Zora's Kiss or the Duskworm Squadron.
Yep.
Oh yeah,
they could turn.
Betray them.
They are over.
Look, we're good guys. Oh god,
they are a bunch of very fast galleys. They're going to try and do some boarding actions on Pierce Jarrell's ships here.
Rude.
So let's do that. Maybe if I describe it, I'll do better. Yes, 15 on the dice.
Uh oh,
and with their bonus to attack, where's our bonus to attack? Is it the same as this one? Galleys, but that is still not a crit. I need to roll pretty darn well here for a crit. So that is going to they've not taken any damage, which means they are full strength for max damage. 12 points of damage to the salty spider flotilla. Ooh, before you get a chance to do anything this combat, get your phone ready, Rebecca. I'm taking you down. Taking you down. So 12 you have
damage. So, and I have 5 ships.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you don't have to lose anyone.
Everyone's pretty
much
going to half, and one person's probably going to 1. Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Or 1 or 2 people going to 1.
Yeah. I guess I'll take 3 of them down by 2 and 2 down by 3.
Sounds right. Okay. So no vessels lost still on any of the allied forces here. You can make your clap back, or you can attack the Duskworm Squadron. Rebecca, which would you like to do?
I will. I'm fighting the other spider because they're mean.
Yeah.
And they're phonies because they're the real spider.
Get them.
All right. This is with my +2 to attack from my. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Oh my god.
This is the official shortest combat ever.
We are true pirate lords.
I will make the next fleet combat so much harder. So. Don't you worry.
The dice said we were the best.
Go ahead and
the dice said we were better.
Roll the damage. You're looking that these squadrons all have, or these galleys all have 4 HP, so you're looking for at least 8. You can sink a couple of them.
So with my boon, I get a +2 to damage rolls as well.
Is that why you're using this turn?
Yeah.
Remorseless advance.
I was going to apply it to my attack as well, but that didn't matter. So
1d6 +7?
Okay, so 11. There we go.
Yep, 11 points of damage against their 20 total. So indeed, do you want to drop a couple of vessels first?
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many vessels do they have, and how many have I sunk?
5 galleys. They are down to 3. The warships had 6. They are down to 2. And the sailing ships had 7. They are down to 5. So just looking at it by the numbers here, you've reduced their fleet size by almost half in about 20 minutes. So great. I'm so glad this is so well built. Balanced if I can't roll twice.
Hey, I mean, don't mess with...
Yeah, we've had
Storm Wizards.
Yeah, don't mess with the Isle of Empty Eyes. Okay, so that is the combat phase. Going on to the route phase, each surviving squadron has to pass a DC 10 morale check, adding your morale modifier, or take some damage. So everyone go ahead and roll that. Looks like we've got a natural one for Meryl Pegsworthy's. So they'll be taking some morale damage.
Let me see. So let's see. What is the...
Wait, what do I roll?
Just a d20 plus your morale bonus.
Which is...
+4, I believe.
Yeah, plus
6, but because of my boon, it's +7.
Do I also need to roll morale?
Sorry, no, your morale check is plus 3 for Sharga's direction on your vessel.
Oh.
It is a DC 10, so you would have a plus 4. Yeah, so we'll do it kind of bit by bit here. So why don't you go ahead and roll yours, Rebecca? Yes, 11. So that is just a success. Jabercher,
so I've got a plus 4. I get a plus 1 from my boon, which I activated this round.
Okay.
And then do I take a negative from taking the damage?
No, only if you lose
only
ships.
Only if you lose a ship. Okay.
Yeah, so they're getting some negatives on their side.
All right, so I rolled 15.
Yep, success.
Yeah.
Seth, roll. Okay. This is much more of a non-factor so far. Let me roll.
We're doing great. Everyone feels great.
Clockwise from the Duskworm Squadron.
Except for the warships. They're feeling kind of down.
They've rolled very well on their
morale. Yeah, no kidding.
We're going to the next round of combat.
Oh, so wait, do I take more morale damage?
Roll a D4 for me. Okay. All right. Morale's a little down. You were hoping maybe to smash a fleet squadron, and seeing as how they're sticking in the fight, maybe some of Meryl Pegsworthy's men are getting a little riled up. All right. Let's do that roll off, Tyler.
All right. Oh, man, I've only rolled a 6.
It's happening.
No, it's the worst case scenario.
It's happening. I get the upper hand this round. Finally.
Gosh, right, so darn it.
A little bonus to my attacks. And
does he have a hero point?
Or are we used it already the last time I lost.
Oh, boy. Oh, heavens.
Get your phone ready, Jabert. Get it ready. I'm just kidding.
God.
Whoa, Tyler, calm down.
Sorry.
Much damage has your fleet squadron taken?
0.
Why haven't I attacked you yet?
I don't know. You keep getting distracted by the other ships that are coming up around you.
Yeah, I mean,
for some reason, you were much more interested in the ship called the Stormy Daniel. I don't know what that was all about.
They're all so, so weak. So weak. All right.
Running is an option. Just saying.
We wouldn't judge you if you ran.
I want to sink some ships so bad. And it looks like what we're gonna do.
Oh boy.
Rebecca, get your phone ready. Get it ready. Yeah.
I was literally like, everything depended on me winning this sailing check, and now Patrick's gonna run amok.
We'll see. They are going to indeed enact one of their boons. And give a little bonus to the Duskworm Squadron. It's going to attack this Salty Spider Flotilla. Oh, I guess we do have to do movement first, but does anybody want to move? You can potentially take a little bit of damage from disengaging, but I don't think that really matters right now. We're all kind of locked into a big clump here around the harbor island. I'm not moving, so.
No,
I was going to say, I think the Albatross will move back into this position.
Okay, like I said, you can take some damage from this. Is possible if you, because any of it will count as a little.
I'm not disengaging.
You know, that's a good point. You're not leaving this vessel.
I am engaging more vessels.
should reward me, Patrick.
I am anti-disengaging.
I was about to say, yeah. I think if you moved out of like combat with Cirrus, once again, I've made up the rules for movement. So
I made them up. Then,
I was thinking if you disengage, you would take the minimum damage of 1d4 minus 1. So it's possible you could do it with a clean break. But okay,
this one was made by our writer.
Let's go to battle. Duskworm Squadron against the Salty Spider Flotilla. Give me a good roll. Give me a good roll. No. So I need to get a crit so bad.
I don't even know if that's a hit.
It is because they're using their... whatever it's called, the retribution.
Why do I feel like I'm playing Advance Wars all of a sudden?
You know, I am playing some Advance Wars on the Switch. I'm really enjoying
it. Oh, like recently?
At least.
Yeah. It is. Doing these rules over the last few weeks has ignited my passion for tactics games.
No kidding.
I love tactics so much. All right, so the Duskworm Squadron has lost 4 vessels, which means it's only getting a plus 3 to this, I believe.
We need a 1. We need a 1 on a D6.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Besmara.
6.
Come on, Besmara.
4 points of damage.
Fickle goddess.
It is 7 points, Rebecca. What ship is still active? Because this will sink 4 of the 5 galleys. Or disable them, not sink them.
Well, I get to choose how the damage is dealt, right? So
yeah, you don't have to lose four, do you?
Well, you have 8 hit points left. I'm dealing 7, so
yeah. Yes. So
was that it? No.
Yeah, she got hurt hard.
Dang.
Can I only keep one of them up?
Yeah.
You only have 1 hit point at the end of this, yes.
Sorry, Pierce. I'm going to keep the spider silk up.
How dare you? You see him from across the bay, like a couple ships between you, like waving his hat as they're putting out fires on the deck.
I think we should have to roll a D100 to see if he survives that volley.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was gonna give you the option of like meeting them at open sea, but if like a ship goes down in the open ocean, they're dead within like 10 minutes. Yeah. So if they don't get rescued very quickly,
my hat out there. Oh, Ichito Greg has it.
We forgot to move him in. Move him in.
You're so close. You can like swim to the harbor island. Okay. So
I
that
didn't
is,
know you can move art like that.
That is the reef spider's turn. Who wants to go next? Who wants to respond?
Well, so there's no reason to.
Oh,
really
sorry. That
take
was the duskworm.
Duskworm.
Squadron.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So duskworm's already fired. So I would say there's no reason to really attack the duskworm at the moment. Seth, do you want to try to take out Zura's?
I was gonna say maybe go after reef spider.
I should try to take out Zura's.
I mean,
if I take out Zura's, then you can then you can work on the reef spider, right?
Yeah, that's. But then reef spider gets to go. That's the other problem.
Both reef spider and Zura are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can't attack reef spider.
The thing that your approach is probably the most.
How many ships are left with reef spider, Patrick?
3 galleys.
You'd have to roll.
They have the most HP of all the enemy squadrons.
Okay, so you're likely to not wipe them out.
Yeah.
You can give them your bonus.
I'm in a very dangerous position being right next to the spider with only 1 HP left.
Yeah. All right, Seth, why don't you take my advanced tactics? You get a plus 2. You get to assign damage even if you don't crit.
Okay.
And try to take out the reef spiders.
I haven't used my hero point yet, have I?
Don't believe so.
Okay, well,
I think I'm the only one who has.
In that case.
Ooh, 13 on the dice. That is just a hit, I believe.
Even with the plus 2?
Plus 15, 28, 30, yes.
That's fine. That's
still just a hit.
Well, that's all you needed. Yeah. You have advanced tactics.
Oh, that's true.
So now you're just hoping to roll max damage.
I am hoping to.
You do not. But you still have all your ships, so this is...
Doesn't the damage roll get a bonus also?
Yeah, 7? Plus 5.
I thought the advanced tactics also...
Advanced tactics only affects your attack roll and then lets you assign the damage.
Gotcha.
So 7 points of damage.
How many ships could I take out with that?
1, 2, 3. You can take out 2 of the 3 left. And it'll be down to 2 HP on the last
one. I will do that.
Nice. All right.
All right, so yucky.
So the small gathering of small vessels swings on over, and we're gonna start chucking bombs at these big ships.
Yeah, I mean, you've been doing pretty well here with the Risen Albatross folks. Do I want to clap back with the Reef Spider? They have no. Yes, the Reef Spider is going to attack back against the Risen Albatross, so.
Oh, no.
I'm on D20.
Roll back.
Right.
You rolled back?
I did. That's, I think, our first miss in this combat.
I think it might be our first miss.
No, you did your natural 1.
6.
20. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you Patrick, have... you rolled a critical failure, remember? Yeah.
Shh, we're not gonna talk about that. no, sorry. This is just a hit, because you have AC 23, correct?
Oh, do I? Why do those small agile ships have crappy AC?
I don't know.
What?
Right? No, this is a miss. Sorry, I need a 7. Okay, so that will take us to either...
Don't they still do damage, though?
Oh, thank you for reminding me. Yes, not on natural 1, but this is the first regular miss we've done. Nope, they don't. I've rolled the 1 on a D4, which is a... I like that mechanic. Lucky. I think it's fun. Stormy Daniels or the Pegsworthy Armada. Who wants to go next? The only enemy squadron here left is Zura's Kiss.
Wait, does Salty Spider get to attack or no?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Have you not attacked?
I've been attacked, but I don't think I've attacked.
Yeah. No, I need to go because I want to take out Zura's before they get a chance to fire.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm losing who's gone when because we don't have an initiative like order. It's just like willy-nilly. Gerbert already went, right?
No.
So Duskworm has gone. Reef Spider has gone. The Risen Albatross is gone.
Oh, I forgot. I went first. Yes. So there's three of you that still need to go.
Yes.
Who wants to go?
It's going to be me or it's going to be Meryl's Pegwoozies.
It's going to be me.
Okay.
We're going to try to take out Zura's Kiss before they have a chance to use their firepower.
It's very possible. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
We're
all right. Natural 20.
We're just going to take them off the board here. the sailing ships here.
Max damage, baby.
The five sailing ships left all go down. As how are the pegs were these vessels taking them out?
Just cannon fire, right?
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, no. They have like alchemist bombs attached to the tips of, you know, harpoons. And so they're firing harpoons into the hole and you're just seeing these like little puffs of explosions and, you know, columns of fire coming out. Essentially, they've been napalmed. That's how I'm kind of envisioning it in my non-envisionable brain.
I love them the most, Zura's Kiss. Okay, so one squadron down. All the ships disabled here in the harbor, trying to limp away, but perhaps unable to. That's enough damage to sink a couple of the five that were left. Okay, they don't get to go, which means it's either Stormy Daniels or Spider Flotilla.
And you said the Reef Spiders are down to one now, right?
One vessel in the Reef Spiders and two in the Duskworm Squadron, yes.
Spider Reef Spider, let's go!
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, do you have your phone ready?
Don't you dare, Seth. Don't you dare say that to me.
The Salty Spider, well, the Spider Silk, because I only have one vessel left myself. The crew of the Spider Silk storms the Reef Spiders, whatever it is.
I really need you to roll a natural one, like not even a miss. They have two HP left on this like one vessel. Need you to roll that natural one, Rebecca. You've had your fun with all these 20s. We've had a great time. Had a great time here. Oh yeah, that's right. I need you to roll two ones for me. All right, make your attack.
Go down as the greatest moment of the entire show.
Oh, you rolled two ones, but they're in two different decimal parts.
Wow, that was a monkey paw solution.
That is a
boy, one finger curls.
Okay, and the single Reef Spider squad is down. Jabert,
take us home.
I'm bringing the thunder
and the lightning.
Lightning and the thunder.
Roll one.
Oh,
30.
My God.
30.
Oh, all right. There's is there a chance that you can do minimum damage?
I did do minimum damage.
But it's still, you've lost no ships, so that is maximum damage on them. They have five left, so also down, and we are out of mass naval combat.
All right. Yay.
This was a much more even fight before you guys got Barracuda Ager to agree to help you out. Like, I think you would have been outnumbered in that case, but he added three ships and really beefed up some reserves here.
Alaris immediately jumps in the water to save Pierce Jarrell.
You have a long swim. You are one, two, three.
Yeah, yours galleys are the only ones that were incapacitated. Almost all the rest of this fleet is flying strong, sailing smooth at the end of this. Yeah. Well,
and I was going to say, like, Honto is going to bring his small sailing ships, spread them out to rescue people. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right. Yeah.
We're collecting.
The warships are going to move through the rest of the enemy ships, just firing.
Oh, goodness. Well,
just no quarter taken.
You might want to rethink that as you have a very a small amount of time to react to indeed a vessel on the horizon, the sails of a very familiar ship that you have seen before, that of the Wormwood.
Oh, the ding dang Wormwood.
It's
time.
The admiral of this battle that we're sending these ships gain some information. And yeah, you can set off the warships, the sailing ships, everyone to go capture that vessel. But we'll save that for Teo for another time here on Dead Men Roll No Crits, as you take back the Wormwood perhaps next week.
That's the... By the way, Tyler, that's the objective. Like, as long as we capture that, we win the mission. So if we lose units, that's fine. We just need to capture the Wormwood and then we're good.
Yeah. It's called... And to ensure that happens magically, via magic, you know, communication, Ichito Greg in the boat hat hears, "All right, Ichito Greg, we've set you up for the win. Go out there and get the Wormwood."
We load the boat hat into a catapult and we just launch it through the air.
Launch him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're done recording this episode. Let's do a what if episode where I take your guys' roles
and you take my roles.
We'll see how this combat would have gone.
Nah, it's all right.
If they had received my role.
You know what? I'm okay with the way this went. I'm all right.
But yeah, good. Great job. This is not the last time we will see mass fleet naval combat. Maybe it'll be more confusing next time. And there'll be dragons too or something.
Oh boy.
I'm okay with that.
We'll see, but we got a little introduction to the rules this week, and yeah, you guys have survived a pretty big armada. What is this, 19 ships arrayed against you, and over the course of the last few months have built up defenses here that have saved just about every single one of your vessels. None of them have sank. Some of them going to require a lot of repairs, but... A lot of fixing up, but you got the time to do that. But yeah, we'll talk about that all next week. Thank you so much for playing with me.
Thank you.
Listeners, thanks for listening. Patreon pirates, freebie captains, we will catch you here on the next episode of Dead Men Roll No Crits.
Truckers.
Yar.
Thank you for trucking.
What?
Movers.